Welcome to Partnering with Parents, brought to you by the Classical Academies. Join us every other Tuesday as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
I'm Cameron Curry, the CEO for the Classical Academies, and we're going to be talking with a special guest today, Chris Wiseman. He is the VP Branch Manager with Home Street Bank. We're going to be talking about the five lessons every student needs to know about money. So, Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Cameron.
Super exciting. So what is your connection to the Classical Academies?
Well, used to be right next door before we moved our location. And Mark had come over to introduce himself. And I have a passion for training, development, youth training for financial literacy. I've done it at many institutions.
Love that.
And got to know more about what you guys do in the community and the incredible education you provide students. I have a very bright young one at home, so your services piqued my interest.
There you go. There was a connection.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you're a banker, and you see how people manage their money every day. And at what age should a parent begin teaching their children about good money habits, or what are the first steps parents could take?
Well, it's a great question. I have three kids, and they all respond to money differently.
Okay.
But there are a few basics that you can do regardless of how your interaction and your discussions and your experience in finances is. Before they're even old enough to understand finances, banking, I encourage parents to open a savings account under the California Uniform Transfer to Minors or CUTMA Act.
Okay.
And that way they have some place to put the cash and the checks they receive for the first birthday, because obviously they're too young to understand about
sure.
finances then. And then I started talking to my kids really early about money. Even before they could understand it, just to have the conversations and to develop the habits that they need growing older. So about 3 to 4, I think, is a great age to really start getting into
okay.
money. Maybe identifying what coins look like, how much they're worth, and playing those little games with that.
Mm-hmm.
And also what I did is when I had small purchases, we looked at the article or the product that we wanted to buy, the price. I took the money out of my wallet and allowed my kids to pay for it. It taught them that you have to give up something to get something.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
So about 5 or 6 is when you really start getting into financial management and budgeting and set aside certain percentages of the money that comes in. Because it's
okay.
easy to spend everything you get.
Yeah, grandma sends you a check and right. it's got a $5 bill in it.
And you spend it.
Right, right exactly.
So, a good rule of thumb is maybe 50% at that age for savings. 20% maybe for an identified future goal. 20% for fun, for
okay,
sure.
for sure.
And then 10% start teaching them to set aside for giving and charitable contributions. And then right around middle school is when you can open a joint checking account with them and start teaching them about the ins and outs and balancing the checkbook and using an ATM card.
So you actually mentioned it's important to maybe open a joint checking account during their middle school years.
Yes.
Is that a requirement of the bank, or can I do that earlier?
For checking accounts, there's usually age limits, and
okay.
it does depend on each institution. But many of them have joint accounts where you can start around 13. Some banks allow them to have independent accounts at 16 and 17.
Wow.
However, I'd probably think twice about that one.
Exactly. Encourage involvement.
Exactly.
Exactly. So now my child has an ATM card or a checking account or a savings account. What are the next steps?
Well, budget is key, as I mentioned, because without a budget, it's easy to overspend. Revisit some of the percentages I talked about, because the spending needs and habits of a 6-year-old are much different than a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure it works with them. They can follow it. They can agree to it. The next step is to teach them how to deposit into that checking account, what it takes to endorse it, how to do it online, how to do it at the branch, and then immediately transfer the percentage you agreed on into the savings. Teach them to pay themselves first and not wait, because that seems to disappear rather quickly.
Yes. Well, and I think the other thing, too, I grew up in a home where money was not valued. There was not education around money at all. And then I remember when that first credit card showed up, and if you don't have some semblance of, hey, there's a limit of $2,500 on here, and let me just charge up to $2,500. And so there needs to be some literacy, especially from a parent's perspective, to their children.
Exactly. And this is the age to do it, because it'll be 13, 14, and on. And you need to help guide them, because there are benefits to having a credit card, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, as you mentioned, very easy to run it up. I get something today and I don't have to pay for it today.
Seems crazy, right? Yeah.
So, and I teach them how to, you can get in trouble if you're not budgeting and conscious of what you're spending. So, great point.
So when your son or daughter has opened their accounts and established a budget, really what's next in that process?
Well, really tracking their spending and monitoring it. Because without reviewing it or inspecting it, there's that old saying, inspect what you expect.
Exactly.
And trying to show them where their money's going. Tally it up at the end of the month. Show them the totals per category. Ask them, was that the best use of the money, or was there something else you would have rather done with it?
Mm-hmm.
Starts teaching them now versus the future. And what do
Try
I have
to be intentional right
exactly,
now.
What do I have to give up in the future to satisfy my urgent need right now? And also a great idea is to have a spending limit on immediate impulse purchases, $10, $20.
Okay.
If it's above that, then they have to wait 24 to 48 hours. And again, it teaches them to avoid the immediate gratification without thinking of consequences of the future.
And I think this is a really great thing for parents to really focus in on now. You want your children to be making some of these mistakes while they're under your roof. You still have input into their lives. You don't want to have a child who's 29 years old, thousands of miles away from home and making these terrible financial decisions. So, let them allow them to do that now and hopefully gain some wisdom from that. So as they launch, they're much better, trained with how to deal with their money. So,
all right. It's about teaching behaviors because you're not going to be there forever.
Right.
And it is good to have that practice when there's a slight safety net. A little piece of advice also is if they didn't follow the budget or the agreed upon steps and then they don't have enough money to do X, Y, Z, don't bail them out.
That's awesome.
It's better to miss out on a concert today than to have long-term spending habit problems.
Right. Exactly. You can't make your house payment someday and you're going to lose your house. You just didn't lose the concert.
Exactly.
Right. So what is the process to open an account or a budget, give to charity, and save for the future? So really, what is the goal?
The process of opening an account is pretty simple. There's standard forms of ID. Almost every institution requires the same thing. In the early stages on their minor's account, then the parent's in charge of everything.
Okay.
They're the only ones that can transact on the account, but it's in the child's name. The joint checking account is I recommend the joint, so you can be online banking. You can monitor stuff, make sure they don't get in trouble with fees and
okay.
And all that. And then the budgeting piece, there's a lot of tools out there. There's a lot of apps now. Back in the day when I did it, it was on a piece of paper or later on an Excel spreadsheet. But there's a lot of great apps that teach them that. And as you set aside money, having the charity or the giving identified makes it more real and easier to save for. And then after you get to a certain dollar amount that you've set aside for that, whatever that the family agreed on,
sure.
It'd be a great time to give at that point.
I love that. So by the time the student graduates from high school, where should they be with their financial knowledge?
That's a great checkpoint and a great jumping off point because they'll be going off to college and,
right.
And you won't be around. So understanding the basics, how to endorse a check, how to make the deposits, withdrawals, use their ATM card, track their spending, balance a checkbook, which is very important. I know a lot of adults that can't do that now.
What's a checkbook? I don't
exactly.
even know.
How to save for the future and put off immediate impulse spending. A little bit about how the stock market works if you have a little 529 plan or even reading something at Yahoo Finance or some beginner's investments,
okay.
How compounding interest works. But overall, all that stuff is great. But to me, the number one thing they should know by the time they get out of high school is how to understand the difference between immediate gratification and planning for the future. Being able to curb the impulse control now to avoid how impulse consumerism affects us later in years. Because by developing those habits now, they won't be caught down the road without an emergency fund, without being able to afford their mortgage or being able to retire. So it's behaviors now, not necessarily the dollar amount because the zeros will change as you get mm-hmm. older. But it's behavior now that will help them and their family and their kids down the road.
And so just for students who may be listening to this and also with their parents, does transactions at the bank, if I've got some, you know, withdrawal charges, or I've got some insufficient funds, things that have happened on my account, does that play into my credit report as well? Is there some reporting that happens there?
That doesn't go to your credit reporting traditionally.
Okay.
The only time it will is if it's not taken care of after repeated attempts, and then it gets sent to a collection agency. But the problem is when you have overdraft fees, they can be expensive. And if you're running low on funds to incur those, they add up rather quickly. I just had this conversation with my 21-year-old yesterday. So it's really important to manage it effectively. If you don't have the funds, don't buy it.
And don't buy it. And what are your thoughts as to, I know when it comes to your credit report, they like to see some history of actually borrowing and then actually repaying through a credit card. So when should, in your advice, somebody get a credit card?
Well, it's a two-step process for me. What I did with my kids is I put them as an authorized signer on one of my cards. I could still be online.
Okay.
B, I can also control the spending per card, so per individual authorized user, so they can't get in too much trouble. And B, it does get reported on their credit report. So it's responsible credit reporting, helps build their credit before they're out on their own and getting ready for that.
Love that.
And then for me, 18 or older, you can get a credit card. I encourage a lower limit. Don't just accept the higher limit.
Right.
Enough to use it, enough to have fun, maybe grab some burgers, but not enough to get in trouble.
Right, exactly. So with your bank specifically, do you offer credit cards at a certain level for a certain age, or do you have to be an account holder for a certain amount of time before you qualify? What does that process look like?
No, there's no time limit on being an account holder.
Okay.
It's based on, you know, sound financial guidance. You know, can you afford it?
Mm-hmm.
And will you repay us? So that's based on your credit report.
Right, exactly.
And you can request a credit limit that's comfortable. So with my son, I go, $500 is your credit limit. That's it. I mean, could have qualified for more, but that's what you need.
But that's what we're comfortable with. Exactly. That's fun. And the other thing, too, is once again, it teaches habits. You know, you're spending, you're actually having to repay. You're not going to be in a place where you're completely in over your head. And you want to get that knowledge as soon as possible. So as you launch and go on to college and career, and you may be several thousand miles from home, mom and dad won't be there.
Exactly. And, you know, they tend not to tell you when they're in trouble until it's pretty bad. So, you know, to teach them ahead of time is great.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Chris, I really appreciate the time to talk about this. I think it's an important topic. Are you doing trainings at local high schools, or do you provide that type of assistance to some of your clients?
I do for some of my clients. My bank is actually in the process of developing a comprehensive program so that we can do that out in the community. We feel it's an urgent need.
It is.
You read in the online or in the papers all the time about people not having enough money for retirement, you know, debt explosion. And so we think it's important to start teaching the kids now so that 10, 15, 20 years from now, we've turned the tide on that issue.
Well, and I think I just know from my daughter, I was talking to her and she's in her mid-20s, and we were talking about whether or not she should open a retirement account now. And absolutely. I mean, you forget just over just the course of just a couple of years of just putting a simple dollar amount in there, how it grows so quickly.
Exactly. My older son just started working a couple of years ago, and I encouraged him to do that. And so him putting $50 a month in can have a bigger impact at retirement time than someone that starts at 40 putting $1,000 a month. So the difference is phenomenal.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, Chris, thank you for your time. And I think it's really important that these are lessons that every student should use. And moms and dads who don't even have a healthy relationship with money can really turn things around even right now. So.
Absolutely. And it can help change them too.
True. Thank you.
Thank you.
Partnering with Parents is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. Suggest a future episode or advertise with us by visiting classicalacademy.com/podcast. Consider subscribing to our channel, leaving us a review, and supporting our Patreon page. Thanks for listening.